Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. We are here again, once again live. We are here with you today. We would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for his Passover week. For his Passover day. We are in the Passover right now. I would like to greet the Heavenly Host and thank the Holy Spirit and God the Father, Haya, and the Son, Yeshua, the angels for Passover. Praise this day. This is Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline. What does it all mean? Coronavirus. We're going to go into what it all means, the coronavirus. As I always say, this is a divine platform, very prophetic platform. So we will be speaking to you right from the throne of God the Father. I don't take nothing lightly that I will be saying to you today. I've been instructed to say some things to you, to read to you a prophetic message that he gave me this morning in prayer. So I have a lot of things that I need to cover today for the Hebrew Nation. I am the prophetess of the Hebrew Nation. My name is Elisheba. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and we are your hosts of Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline. The guest call-in number, if you would like to join me live on this conversation, it's 661-244-9831. And again, the topic of this show today, this broadcast, Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline, what it all means, coronavirus. We're going to go into some prophetic understanding, some word of knowledge, and some words of wisdom to help you understand what do this virus, the coronavirus, all mean when it comes to the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What is he saying about it? What is he doing about it? And what would he have you to do and think about it? We're going to open up the book of the Apocrypha today. We're going to go into the Apocrypha. For you Christians that don't know what the Apocrypha is, it's supposed to be part of the Bible. It is the Bible. But they took it out in the 15th, 16th. I don't know when they really took it out, but it was a part of the Bible. It was wrote in the 15th century. Well, it wasn't wrote in the 15th century. It was part of the Bible in the 14th, 13th century, 15th century, like that. And it was taken out the Bible by the people that rule this world today, okay? So that's why you don't have the book, the Apocrypha, in the Bible. It was right between the Old Testament and the New Testament, right over there by the prophets. So it's a legitimate source. It is the Bible. So we're going to go into the Apocrypha. We're going to start at 2nd Esdras today, 2nd Esdras, because there's some things in here that have been revealed to me to let the Hebrew Nation know and the world to know exactly what is going on. Because right now we have a lot of leaders and a lot of churches. Everybody's quiet. Everybody's hush-hush. Nobody's saying nothing. Nobody's trying to give no understanding to what's going on all over the earth. We have a lot going on all over the earth. And we should have a lot of people right now, leaders, elders, pastors, bishops, all kind of people we should have right now just coming forward to stand up and speak for the God of the Hebrews, the real God and his people. But because these people are not the men and women of the real God, okay, they are not the men or the women that was ordained by God to be their leaders. That's why they quiet, they ain't saying nothing, because they're not with the real God. They don't know the real God. They can't hear him. They don't understand him. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand how they can help you. They don't understand anything. And that's why everybody is quiet and letting the government do whatever they want to do to you without speaking up for you or standing up for you or speaking up for their God or even standing up for their God, because they don't know the real God. They don't know God. The gods they know is of this earth All the gods they know is of the world, religion. That's all they know, religion. They don't know nothing about what the real God wants and why we have this coronavirus, this plague that's plaguing our whole earth today. So let me go into it right now to help you, because I know the real God and I can't hear him. So this is 2nd Esdras. We're going to start at 2nd Esdras. Let me give you some answers and some solutions to what is going on in this earth today. 2nd Esdras, we're going to start at chapter 15, verse 1-7. One moment, please. Something and they don't know what's going on. Are totally lost. And I don't know why you people still follow these people. I don't know why you people still want to follow some man and some woman that can't even do nothing in the world today. Okay? So let me help. Let me help. This is a helpline. We're in a crisis right now. We're in a crisis. A serious one, too. And you know, God is going to help you. Think Jehovah is going to help you. You think Jesus is going to help you. You think Allah is going to help you. You think Buddha is going to help you. You think YHWH is going to help you. You think Yahweh is going to help you. You think the Most High is going to help you. You think TMH is going to help you. You got all these different gods with all these names that you think going to help you. But I'm here to tell you that none of those gods can help you, because none of those are real gods. They are all gods over the religions that has been set up in this earth. So they're not going to help you. You can call them as much as you want, and ain't nothing going to happen. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. But me, as a prophetess of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I must tell you the truth. And I must correct not only them, but I need to correct you also. Because you've been deceived, you've been misled, you don't know what's happening right now, okay? You got to have a prophet or a prophetess to lead you right now. Because the men and the women that's over you, they don't understand the real God. They don't even know where to begin to help you right now. They don't even know where to begin. But number one, they forsook you. They failed you, man. You don't have no food. You don't have no water. But you've been sending your tithes into these churches, to these ministries, to these Hebrew Israelite camps. And y'all don't have no food and you don't have no water, people. So that tells you right there that you've been following the wrong people. But you don't want to believe that. You don't want to believe that. You don't want to believe that you have been following the wrong people the whole time. You have been following the ministers of Baal the whole time. Okay? And I'm going to prove that to you today. I'm going to prove that to you. Okay, let's go right into it. Let's go right into our broadcast today. Second Esdras, we're going to the book of the apocalypse, the book that I bought many years ago. In the 15th century, the Apocrypha was very much a part of the Bible. They killed King James. They beheaded King James. Who is they? The people that's over there that's ruling this earth today, that's in leadership today. They beheaded King James. And they took the Bible and they took the Apocrypha out, and it's been hidden for many, 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 many years and centuries. And now it's being revealed in the last days that the Apocrypha is supposed to be part of the Bible. Excuse me. Give me. 2nd Esdras chapter 15, the book of the Apocrypha, the Bible. Behold, speak thou in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in thy mouth, said Ahiah. I don't use Lord no more. I don't use Most High no more. I don't use YHWH. I don't use Jesus. I don't use Jehovah. I don't use Yah. I don't use none of those gods, because all of those names and all of those gods, they are all false. They are all false. And this is one of the reasons that you are in the predicament you in right now today, people. This is one of the reasons that the earth all over the world is in the predicament that they in right now today, people. Because we all have been calling on the wrong God for so many centuries. So I'm never going to call him Lord. I'm going to call him Ahaya, because that's his name. I am. Look it up in the Hebrew. Ahaya. Behold, speak thou in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in thy mouth, said Ahaya. 2 Esdras chapter 15, verse 2. And cause them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true. Esdras was, he was a prophet. He was a prophet and he was a priest. He was a priest and a prophet. He had two ranks, okay? He had two different ranks. He was a prophet and he was a priest. So he's fasting, and he's, you know, and he asking the God of the Hebrews a lot of questions, a lot of things that he don't understand about the world and about the children of Israel and why they're suffering and why they're going through all the things that they're going through back then and even now today. So he asking the God of the Hebrews, the Father, some questions. So the God of the Hebrews told him, and caused them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true. Verse 3, fear not the imaginations against thee. Let not the incredulity of them trouble thee that speak against thee. So he said, look, Andrews, it doesn't matter. Whatever they say against you, whatever they speak against you, I'm with you, Ezra. I'm with you. You are my prophet. You are my mouthpiece, and I will protect you from anything and anybody in this earth. Verse 4, for all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Let me say that again, people. This is a very prophetic platform, okay? It's divine, okay? Everything that I will be speaking to you is prophetic. I'm not operating in the natural. I'm not operating out of religion. I'm not operating out of no man's doctrine. I'm not operating out of nobody understanding. Everything that I will be speaking to you comes from the God of Moses, okay? For all the unfaithful, I'm reading 2 Esdras chapter 15, verse 4. For all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Okay, this is what's going on with this coronavirus. This is what's going on with this coronavirus. It's all over the earth. It's all over the earth. Why? Because all over the earth, everybody, mostly all of the world, I would say 90% of the world is unfaithful to the real God. 90% of the earth is unfaithful to the real God. Okay, so he told Esdras, tell all these unfaithful people that they are going to die, okay, the virus. How have you been unfaithful? Ask yourself that question, Hebrews. Ask yourself that question, Christian church. How have you people been unfaithful to the real God? You have been unfaithful. You have been worshiping all the wrong gods. You've got all kind of idols. You got all kind of stuff you involved into. You don't want to keep the law as it is written on the book, in the Bible. You want to keep the law under your own imagination, the own way you want to keep it, the way you feel you should keep it. You know, you unfaithful to the law. You don't follow the law. You don't follow his ordinance. You don't follow his statutes and his rules and his guidelines. So you would be considered as an unfaithful person to the God of the Hebrews. And he told Esdras to tell the children of Israel that all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Verse 5, behold, thus said the Lord. Behold, said Ahaya, I will bring plagues upon the world. The sword, famine, death, and destruction. Should I say that again, Christians? Should I say that again, Hebrews? Behold, said Ahiah, I will bring plagues upon the world. The sword, famine, death, and destruction. This is what you're seeing right now. You are seeing plagues. The coronavirus is a plague that comes from the God of the Hebrews. It doesn't matter if a man made it in a laboratory, where he made it, how he made it. It doesn't matter. The God of the Hebrews is behind it. Okay? He's behind it. He told them to make it. He told them to do it. He told them to do what they're doing right now. Why? Because the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, you people are being tested right now. You are being tested right now, and you don't even realize that you are being tested because you don't have no leaders, and you don't have no guidance, and you don't have no direction, and you don't have no understanding to what's going on. And the God of the Hebrews told me to tell you that you are being tested right now. He brought the plagues upon the world, the plagues upon the world. You know, behold, said Ahiah, I will bring plagues upon the world. The coronavirus is just one by several more plagues coming. Let me say that again. Coronavirus is just one plague from the God of the Hebrews. You have several more plagues coming, people. Why? Because you people are unfaithful. You are unfaithful. So I will bring plagues upon the world. The sword, you know what the sword is. That's the military. That's the military. Right now, you got military all over everywhere in the world. Over there in Italy. I read in the news today, over there in Italy. We got Hebrews that live in Italy, too. We have Hebrews that live in Italy, too. We have Christians that live in Italy, too. I heard today on the news that the military is about to take over the streets in Italy so they can force people to be quarantined. Okay, force people to obey whatever they tell them to do, the government. Okay, behold, said Ahiah, verse 5, I will bring plagues upon the world. The sword is the military. They everywhere, all over there in America, they everywhere, everywhere, military. They wrapping up, they ganging up, they getting their weapons together, they getting their guns together, they getting their material together, they getting everything together so they can take you people down. So let me say that again. No, Ohio won't be helping you people. No, Ohio will not be helping you people. No, he will not be helping you people. You know who he's going to help? His remnant. That's who he's going to help. His faithful, his righteous, the ones that love him, the ones that care about him, the ones that want to spend time with him right now. Let me keep reading because I got a lot of stuff to cover today. Behold, said Ahiah, I will bring plagues upon the world, the sword, which is the military. Famine, you notice there's no food in the markets. There's no food on the shelves. There's no food. They got a lot of grocery stores closed down, like Costco, Sam Club, all kind of markets and stuff closed. That is a famine. That is a famine that's upon this world. For your disobedience, Israel, for your disobedient Christian church, for your disobedient, for you going against the real God to serve other gods, and call on other gods, and worship other gods, and have all kind of idols in your life, all kind of idols in this world that you want to follow and love and be faithful to and spend all your time with. Ahiah, I will bring plagues upon the world. The sword, the famine, death, and destruction. You wonder why people dying over there in Italy? They got thousands of people dying. In China, they got thousands of people to die. Okay, in America, in UK, everywhere in this world, people are dying. People are dying. Why? Because the God of the Hebrews said right here in the book of Esdras, chapter 15, that he was going to bring death and destruction. You people have been unfaithful. You still unfaithful. Even though this coronavirus going on, he's watching y'all right now. He's watching you right now, people. He's testing you people right now. And y'all don't even realize that you putting on your face, crying out to God, repent, telling God you sorry for all the unfaithfulness and wickedness and sinful things that you have done to him. You sitting up hoping and praying that your God shall come back, that your college shall come back, your career come back, your job, that they'll open the Nike shop back up. They'll start selling the Jordans again. They'll start selling your weave hair again. They'll open up all your satanic pagan schools again. Instead of you sitting up thinking about the real God and what he wants you to do, you sitting up thinking about how much you miss your God. That's what you're doing. Thinking that it's going to go back to normal. It's not going to happen, people. Me as a prophetess speaking to you prophetically, it's not going to happen. You will not have your gods anymore, people. That's over with now. That's over with. You can forget about that. They not coming back. They not coming back. So he's going to bring death and destruction. And this is what you're seeing right now with this coronavirus. For wickedness have exceedingly polluted the whole earth. Verse 6. Wickedness. You people are so very evil and so very wicked and so very prideful and so very disobedient and so very stiff-hearted and so very stiff-necked. You have polluted the whole earth with your wickedness. That's how evil and wicked and sinful and unrighteous and unholy you people are. You have deceived, you have polluted the whole earth. And Esdras had to write this down on paper and go back to the 12 tribes of Israel when we was in our, when their own land, and tell them what thus said the God of Ahiah wanted them to know. But is your leaders telling you that? Is your elders telling you that? Is your pastors telling you that? No, they ain't telling you that. You know what they telling you right now? Oh, just be, it's going to be okay. God is with us. He's going to protect us. He's going to send us help when we need it. Yeah, don't worry about nothing. Everything going to go back to normal. No, people, you are being lied to. You are being lied to right now. For wickedness have exceedingly polluted the whole earth, and their hurtful works are fulfilled. Everything that you people have used your very hands to build in this earth, you have polluted God's earth. When I say God, I'm talking about the real God. You have polluted his earth with all of your devices and all of your works and all of your factories and your businesses and your schools and your education and your jobs and your career and your vacations and your beaches and all the stuff that you enjoy doing all time and all your life. You have polluted the earth with all your hurtful works are fulfilled now. The God of the Hebrews, the God of Abraham, he don't need to see no more. He don't need to see no more. He already knows that you people are not going to change. He knows that now. He knows that now. So the next thing is this. Now that he knows that, he's going to bring the military, the sword, FEMA, to make you hungry. You're going to starve to death. Death and destruction. That's what's going to happen right now. So you can forget about thinking Jesus is going to help you and all your gods that you've been calling on all your life going to help you, because they will not be able to stop the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Nobody can stop him. You will lose the whole earth. Hebrews, Christians, you have polluted the whole earth, you witches, you sorcerers. You have polluted the whole earth with your mess and your madness. Verse 7, therefore said Ahiah, I will hold my tongue no more. See, he don't held it for many generations. He don't held it for many centuries. He don't have so much mercy on us. He don't have so much grace on us. He don't gave us so much help. He said, I'll hold my tongue no more. You know what that means, people? He's going to tell the angels right now what he needs to do to you in this earth for polluting the whole earth with your wicked devices and your wicked ways and serving and calling on your wicked gods and setting up your wicked churches on every corner. He will not hold his tongue no more as touching their wickedness. Judgment. Judgment. Judgment, people, have hit this earth. And who is he judging? You know who he's judging. You Hebrew Israelites that say y'all keep the law, that say y'all following God, that say y'all got the real name, that say y'all live to the truth. You know who he's judging? All you Christians that got churches and big cathedrals on every corner. All you wicked people that love evil and love sin and unrighteousness. I will not hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit. Neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. Let me read that again so you can stop thinking your God's coming back. Your NBA ain't coming back. Your football not coming back. Your basketball not coming back. Your soccer not coming back. Your job's not coming back. Your university's not coming back. College is not coming back. Your hotel's not coming back. Your vacation's not coming back. Nothing is, your iPhone's not coming back. Apple is closed down. None of your devices are coming back. Look what the God of the Hebrews just said. 2 Esdras chapter 15, verse 8. I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit. Neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. So you wonder why the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is using coronavirus to take away all of your exercises, everything that you do every day, all your time on every day? I will suffer them. I suffered them in those things. Neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. See, you wickedly went against the real God, the other gods and false gods, and build statues to gods and spend all your time on your job. Spend all your time with your career. Spend all your time with your Xbox and your PlayStations and your cell phones and your videos and the beauty parlor, going to get your hair done and your nails done and your booty shots and your eyelashes and your eyebrows. See, you have, he said, I'm not going to suffer those things no more. I'm not going to suffer any longer, which they wickedly exercise themselves. You have flaunted yourself, Israel. You have flaunted yourselves for many, many generations, for many, many centuries, since ancient times. You have flaunted yourselves, proud to do whatever you wanted to do. And you thought that the God of the Hebrews was going to continue to look at your wickedness forever. No, it is over now. It is all over, people. I'm telling you right now, as a prophetess of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it is all over now. You will not ever be able to operate against the God of the Hebrews with all those devices and all of those things that you have used from generation to generation to love and to adore and to admonish and reverence and appreciate. All of those gods, all of them idols, all of them things that you have loved and worshiped and worked so hard to do and be, they are all took away from you. And who took it? The God of Moses, the real God, the God of Abraham, he took them away. Behold, the innocence and righteous blood cry out to me. This is why the coronavirus, everything is moving so fast. You notice every day on the news, they coming up with something else. This going to happen today. We're going to lock down this. We're going to lock down that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Everything that's been announced over the news right now is to hurt you, Israel. It is to destroy you, and it is to bring death, famine, and hunger, and plagues in your life because you went against the real God to follow idols and other gods. And that's what this is all about. And the righteous blood, the innocent blood, like Abel, Cain killed his brother Abel. Like the little children that's being raped and murdered. Like the Hebrew Israelite men or husbands that's beating on their wives and they killed their wives, crying out because they hurting them. The righteous blood is crying out to me. And the souls of the just is complaining continually. When are you going to avenge us, Ahaya? When are we going to see the destruction of these wicked people in this earth? And because the righteous blood and the innocent blood is crying out to him, to the throne, this is why you have everything moving so fast right now. Your destruction, your demise is moving so fast right now because the righteous blood is crying out to the real God, saying it's time for you to avenge us in this earth against these wicked people. They don't have no more right to live. We want to live. They killed me for nothing. They murdered me. They robbed me. They took my money and killed me. We want our world to be for us, Ahaya, and we want you to destroy these wicked, evil people in this world. And that's why you see what's getting ready to happen right now. Verse 9, and therefore said Ahaya, I will surely avenge them and receive unto me all the innocent blood from among them. See, that's what it's about. It was just like in the days of Noah when we had the flood on earth. And Noah is trying to survive. It said, not in the Bible, in another one of the other books that we have, I think it was the Apocryphal of the Apocalypse of Moses, a book that Moses wrote that we don't have, we have now, but we didn't have. They took it out of our records. It said that because Abel's blood was crying out on the earth to the God of Moses and the God of Abraham, that's why the flood came in the earth. That's why the flood came and killed all the evil and wicked people in the world. Because the righteous blood of Abel began to cry out to the God of the Hebrews. And it's just like today. The righteous blood is crying out to God of the Hebrews, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and said, please avenge us. Put these wicked people where they belong. And look what Ahiah said. And therefore said Ahiah, I will surely avenge them and receive unto me all the innocent blood from among them. We're in the Apocrypha today. We're going to be in the Apocrypha for a little while today, which is the Bible. It was just out the verse 10. Behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. You people doing everything that the government want y'all to do. Why? Why, people? Because you belong to the government. You are the children of this kingdom, of this world. You don't belong to Ahiah. You don't belong to the God of the Hebrews. You are not his child. You are the child of Satan. You are the children of Satan. That's why you follow everything in this world. Everything in this world, everything that the system has set up for you to do and follow and appreciate, that's what you do. That's what you do. You follow all these, you are led like a flock to the slaughter. And who's leading you? You can't hear God for yourself. You cannot hear him for yourself. So you are being led by these leaders, by these elders, by these pastors and bishops. You are led like a flock to the slaughter. Who's going to slaughter you? The coronavirus and the military. If you don't do what they want you to do. And I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt. Egypt is Egypt over there in Africa. And also, spiritually, Egypt is America. But I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and smite Egypt with plagues. That was way back then when our ancestors was in Egypt. Egypt was smacked with plagues. And even today, if you look in the news, Egypt is being smitten with plagues right now as I speak. And spiritual Egypt is America. It's Babylon. It's being smitten with plagues. Coronavirus is just one plague. You got several more coming, people. You have several more plagues coming. And destruction and death. That you're going to have to deal with because you people are very, very evil. You evil and you wicked and you full of pride and you hard-hearted and you stiff-necked and you too good. You too good for God. You too good. Egypt, America. bring it to where it really supposed to be. America is all over the earth. Europe is considered as America. Mexico, America, all over will be planned as before. And I will destroy all the land thereof. Egypt shall mourn. America, Mexico, Europe, UK, Italy, Canada, Brazil, Guatemala, we all shall mourn. You're going to mourn. You acting hard right now. You acting tough right now. You acting like you got it all together right now. Test it right now, people. You being tested. And guess what? You people are failing the test. You failing the test. You going to mourn. You going to mourn. Because he's going to bring so much death and destruction on you. You ain't going to have no choice but to mourn. Yes, people. Egypt shall mourn. And the foundation of it shall be smitten with the plague. Do y'all people see that? I'm in 2 Esdras chapter 15, verse 12. You're going to mourn. You're mourning right now because you can't get to your job, your loving doctor job, and your lawyer job, and your McDonald's job, and your maid job. You can't get construction job. You think it's just going to go away, but it's not, people. It's not going to go away. You shall mourn. You think it's going to go away in 2 weeks. You ain't warning right now. I'm on the radio. Tell them I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. Egypt shall mourn. And the foundation of it shall be smitten with the plague and punishment that God shall bring upon it. And it shall be smitten with the plague. Coronavirus all over the earth. It's coming from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The righteous blood that have been killed unrighteously and mistreated unrighteously is crying out before his throne. Now he's sending a plague. He's sending a plague on Egypt, and the whole world will be smitten with plague, with the plague coronavirus and punishment that God shall bring upon it. This who bringing it on you, people. It's not the devil. And I've been hearing these Hebrew Israelite elders get on YouTube talking about, yeah, Satan doing this and saying this and saying that. No, people. Satan ain't got nothing to do with this, people. This plague come from the God of Moses. And he said, I shall smite thee, Egypt, and all the world with the plague and punishment that God shall bring upon it. That they till the ground shall mourn. This how much the coronavirus is going to do to this earth, to this world, to people that live in it. He's going to send a plague and he's going to punish us. They that till the ground shall mourn. The ground going to begin to cry out to the real God.
but their seeds shall fail through the blasting and hail and with a fearful desolation. Verse 14, woe to the world. Woe to the world. This is what the God of the Hebrews told Ezra to write. Woe to the world and them that dwell therein. Woe to you people, because y'all have rejected the real God for other gods. Woe to the world right now. It's just going to get worse for people. It's not going to get no better. Woe! For the sword. The military is the sword. The people that stuck up, locked down, get out their house. Because the military is everywhere, on their front porch, everywhere. They can't go out to buy no food, no water, get no money, go to have no entertainment, have no beer, have no wine, have no drink, have nothing. Woe to the world and them that dwell therein. So he's going to destroy the world and everybody that's living in it. For the sword, that's the military, and that's you killing one another. Got no food, and you ain't got no water, and you ain't got nothing, and you can't do nothing but sit up in your house and be in prison and die right there in your living room. That's what's going to happen. For the sword in their destruction draw nigh. And one people should stand up against another one. What did I tell you? Y'all gonna kill each other up in these houses. Locked down, locked up. You gonna kill each other. You gonna take knives and guns and just start killing each other and eating each other. Because you ain't gonna have no food to eat. That is your punishment from the God of the Hebrews, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He got to punish you people now because y'all have hurt him too many times. You have hurt the poor and the needy and the hunger and the widows. In the offense. Now, verse 16. For the sword and the destruction draw nigh, and one people should stand up and fight against another, and swords with swords in their hands. Swords, back then it was swords. Today, it's a sword can be a knife or a gun. You're going to fight against one another up in these houses, locked up together. Why? Because all of y'all are evil. You wicked. You religious. You don't know the real God. You don't have no relationship with him. You have a relationship with your pulpit, your wooden stone, your pulpit and your cross and your altar. And your elders, and your bishops, and your leaders don't know the real God. You don't know his way. So you people are going to kill one another. For there should be sedition among men and invading one another. They should not regard their kings nor princes. In the course of their actions shall stand in their power. A man shall desire, verse 17 of 2 Edges 15, a man shall desire to go into a city and shall not be able. You notice people with this coronavirus, you can't travel right now. They got all the borders closed down. They got all the borders locked down. You can't fly nowhere. You can't take no domestic flights. You can't go here. You can't go there. You can't do this. You can't do that. All you can do is sit there and wait on your enemy to take you down and take you out. Why? Because you've been following weak leaders, weak, pathetic, terrible leaders that don't got no power, don't got no prophetic. They can't hear God. They don't know God. They can't give you no direction. They don't know what to do. The only thing they can tell you to do is wait on the enemy to kill you. You can't go nowhere but where they tell you to go. Do you people see? You are a fearful, cowardly people, man. Y'all are so afraid of the government and the military. You fearful. And don't get up on YouTube, you Hebrew Israelite elders, talking about you don't fear no man. You fear God. No, you fear the government. You fear them. That's why you locked up in your house and obeying what they say and lining up at Walmart and CVS and Target, getting up and getting all these tests done on you for coronavirus. Yes, you're afraid of the military. Yes, you're afraid of the government. Yes, you're not afraid of the God of Moses. Because if you was, you will not be complying to what they tell you to do, because they are not your God. But it shows people who you serve, who your masters are, and who your gods are. But because of the pride, see, this is why, people, you won't be able to go nowhere. A man gonna desire to go to LA, he can't go to LA. A man gonna desire to go to Detroit, and he can't go to Detroit. A man gonna desire to go to Canada, he can't go to Canada. A man or a woman gonna desire to go to Mexico and can't go to Mexico. Why, people? Because for the pride, the cities shall be troubled. Because of your pride, people, this is the number one thing right now that the God of the Hebrews have looked at for so many generations. Your pride. Pride. You're too good to keep the covenant. You're too good to keep the law and do what the Bible tells you to do. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And your leaders are the same way. They full of pride just like you are. You're too prideful to humble yourself right now. And everything is shut down. Everything. No, but you want to deceive your own selves and your own mind that it's going to come back. My job would be back next week or 2 weeks. My casinos, my jobs, whatever. You want to do that. All my idols. I'll be back, get back going next week in 2 more weeks. All my idols. The world going to go back to what it used to be. I'm here to correct you as a prophetess of the God of Moses. It will not happen. Not happen. You know why? Number one, it won't happen because you people are full of pride and you stiff-necked and you test it right now. And like I said earlier, instead of you crying out or coming together as a people, you still want to hate on each other, hate your mom, mad at your cousin, I don't want to call nobody. Everybody's still so separated. everybody's still so divided. Everybody's still so individualized. Everybody's still so oneness. That is pride right there. That is pride. I tried to talk to my brother yesterday on the phone. I tried to talk to him. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. What she want to tell me? So much pride, people. I told my mama, tell him to get on the phone. Tell him to get on the phone. I said, with all this stuff that's going on, bruh, you got the nerve to not even want to talk to your sister right now? See, this is pride. You are so good, right? You so good, and you so this, and you so that. Well, because of their pride, the cities, you know what cities mean? The whole world. The coronavirus is all over the earth right now. And guess how I got here? The God of the Hebrews. He put the plague here. He put the plague here. But because of their pride, he behind the plague. Okay? I'm going to just say that. Because of their pride, the cities shall be troubled. The houses shall be destroyed. And men shall be afraid. Everybody panicking right now, right? It's a great panic all over the earth. Everybody panicking. You're afraid, panicking. No, no, don't be afraid now. Call on Jesus now. Call on Yah. Call on YHWH. Call on Most High. Call on Yahweh. Call on Jehovah. Call on Buddha. Call on Allah. Don't be afraid. Don't panic, people. Call on your God. Let them help you now. Because the God of the Hebrews, the real God, will not be helping you people. Only the remnant will survive this. Verse 19. I'm going to take this all the way to the 25th verse. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor. That's what's going on right now. We so individualized. And that's what's going to destroy us too. We still won't come together as one, as a people. Because one thing he got it right, one thing he calling it right, one thing he doing it right, none of y'all are doing it right. All of you people have the wrong gods and the wrong religion. Every last one of y'all. And a man should have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses with the sword. And spoil their goods because of lack of bread and great tribulation. You're going into great tribulation right now, people. You rushed it. You rushed your judgment. You rushed your judgment, people. You rushed it. The real God been looking at you for so many years and centuries. You rushed this stuff upon you right now. Ain't nobody going to have pity for you. But they're going to destroy your houses. They're going to take your water and your food that you got hid up in there. They're going to take that. They're going to spoil your goods. All the stuff you don't went to Walmart or Sam Club or whatever grocery store, Myers, and stacked up on your water and your food and your toilet paper. All of that stuff is going to be took away from you. Because of the lack of bread. You're going to starve to death. You're going to be hungry. So your leaders ain't going to tell you that. They ain't going to tell you that. They ain't going to tell you people the truth about what's really going on. Because they don't know the truth. They don't know their gods. And they don't know the truth. and for great tribulation. Behold, said God, I will call together all the kings of the earth to reverence me. All these presidents, all these governments, all these kings and queens of Europe and America and France and UK and Britain, all of them. He said, I'm going to call them all together to reverence me. And that's what he did with this coronavirus. They're doing whatever he wants them to do to destroy his own people, which are from the rising of the sun, all the way over there in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Africa, from the south, from the east, and Lebanon, and turn themselves one against another to repay the things that they have done to them. They fight against each other. They're going to kill their own selves. Because one want to outdo the other. One want to rule this world and the other one don't want to rule. They're going to deceive and kill their own selves. Verse 21. Like as they do yet this day unto my chosen. So that's their payback for what they did to his chosen. His chosen is the remnant and the children of Israel. So will I do also in recompense in their bosom, said, thus said a higher God. My right hand shall not spare the sinners, and my sword shall not cease over them that shed innocent blood upon the earth. The fire is gone forth from his wrath. The fire, Australia right now, is burning up. The fireballs. Can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody put it out. Because it's not a fire. It is energy. It is the wrath of God. Instead of burning up this earth and burning you up, he just put it in one place right now. To test you, to see what you people are going to do. And you people got to do what you're doing right now. Cry after, moan after your gods and your idols that you miss so very much. The fire's gone forth in his wrath and have consumed the foundations of the earth and the sinners like the straw that is kindled. Woe to them that sin. What is sin, Christian church? Smoking, drinking, going to clubs, going to football games and basketball games, wearing jewelry. That's what you taught. That's what you taught the people that sin is, Christian. You taught the people that sin is everything that I just said. But sin is the transgression of the law of God. That's what sin is. Look in the book of 1 John. Sin is the transgression of the law. What law? Deuteronomy 28, the covenant that he gave the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. That is sin. When you break one of those laws, you are sinning. And you Christians have broken many. And you Hebrew Israelites, y'all are polluting. Y'all worse than the Christian church. Y'all worse. Because the Christian church just don't know no better. Or they ain't teaching themselves what they need to know. They ain't going to get off either. But you Hebrew Israelites, say y'all into the truth and y'all into God and y'all into doing the right thing. You people are sinners. You sinners. You have polluted the holy days. You don't take care of the widows. You don't take care of the poor. You don't help the orphans. You don't keep the commandments. You just keep it a tradition and a doctrine that have been handed down to you from your elders. That's all you keep. You're not following the real God. Because if you was, this wrath, this coronavirus, this plague wouldn't be upon us right now. So that is an indication and a red flag that you Hebrew Israelites, all of y'all, are calling on the wrong God and doing the wrong things. You have polluted and defiled His holy name. Woe to them that sin. Woe to them that sin and keep not my commandments, said Ahiah. I will not spare them. So you Christians better find out what sin is, because all of y'all are sinners. Because you know what? Y'all said the law is done away with. You ain't got to keep it. You could just pray over food and make it clean. And all of this stuff you've been taught is nothing but doctrine and tradition of man and commandments of man and precepts of man. But woe to them that sin and keep not my commandment, said Ahiah. I will not spare them. Go your way, ye children, from the power. Defile not my sanctuary. I ain't talking about these churches that all you Hebrew Israelites and Christian churches and Buddha and Allah got on these corners. Those are not His sanctuaries. That is not His sanctuary. The only sanctuary that the God of Moses will ever have is over there in Jerusalem on Mount Zion. That's the only sanctuary He will ever have in this earth until He bring down the holy city. All this stuff that you see on these corners, you made it up, you put it there, you built buildings, you rented buildings, made up a name, put it on the building. The God of Moses don't have nothing to do with none of your pagan sanctuaries that you call churches. And that's why we have the coronavirus too. Because you have defiled. He ain't talking about them buildings. Them buildings is already defiled. And He'll never meet you there. He'll never go there. That's why ain't nothing ever going to happen in there to help you. I'm in overtime already. I don't know. Something is going on with the time. I gotta check this time. You have defiled His temple. Eating pork, shrimp, lobster. All kind of stuff you done did to defile His temple. Let's go to, I'm going to do what I can, people. I'm running out of time already. 2nd Ezra 16. I think I'm going to have to make a part 2 tomorrow, because I don't think I'm going to get through with all of this today. 2nd Ezra 16, 18 through 48. We still in the book of the Apocrypha. 2nd Ezra 18 through 48. We're in overtime. We're going to do what we can to finish this day. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do I have time?
Okay. Second address,